The World This Week, Politics.
Myanmar's army continued to shoot at demonstrators and rampage through neighbourhoods where there have been protests against the military coup. Among the victims was a 7-year-old girl, one of at least 260 people killed by the security forces since February 1st. Thousands have been arrested. A court hearing for Aung San Suu Kyi, Myanmar's deposed leader, had to be adjourned because of problems with the internet, which the army has shut down. North Korea fired 2 ballistic missiles off its east coast, a reminder to Joe Biden that the regime remains a threat to stability in East Asia. The row over the export of COVID-19 vaccines deepened as the European Commission in Brussels published proposals that would allow the EU to block the export of doses to countries that do not themselves export vaccines to Europe or that already enjoy significantly higher inoculation rates than the EU does. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel suffered an embarrassing defeat when she reversed a tightening of lockdown rules over Easter following objections from the leaders of many of Germany's 16 states. Infections are surging again in Germany and many other EU countries, leading to tougher restrictions in a number of them, including France. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan fired his central bank governor after he raised interest rates to tame inflation, as central bank governors do. Markets were spooked by the sacking and the lira sank. This is the third central bank chief Mr. Erdogan has dismissed in 2 years. Nicola Sturgeon, Scotland's first minister, survived a vote of no confidence. This came after a parliamentary inquiry concluded there were flaws in her government's handling of sexual abuse allegations against her predecessor, Alex Salmond, though an independent inquiry cleared her of breaching the ministerial code. She still hopes to win big in an election in May. Israelis voted in a parliamentary election, the fourth in less than 2 years. Likud, the party of Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, won the most seats, but his right-wing bloc looks to be short of a majority. The opposition, meanwhile, is fragmented. If neither side is able to form a government, Israel will probably hold a new election. Saudi Arabia offered a ceasefire to the Houthi rebels in Yemen. The kingdom has been fighting on behalf of the Yemeni government, which was dislodged by the Houthis in 2015. The Saudis offered to ease a blockade. The Houthis said this wasn't enough. Jihadists raided several villages in Niger near its border with Mali, killing at least 137 people. This year has seen a marked deterioration in security in the region.